because it's only $30, so eventually they had to take a shit, right?
Yeah.
But yours didn't even start echoing. I'm still pissed about that. I ain't letting that shit. Bothered you. I'm not letting that shit go until we get a clean episode without an echo.
How does the echo happen?
Ask that guy. He's supposed to be controlling it.
Hey man, why you stirring my shit like
the acoustics of the room. You got to get that foam stuff and staple it up.
Put it around the table.
Yeah, it's so rough with it.
That does help.
It's
recording, by the way. Oh, we're good now, you know.
You're an asshole.
I think that's a good part of the show, though, the ramble before the introduction.
Don't beatbox on the mic.
I like it. So this is Floyd getting together with the Irrelevants.
Yes.
They got me on a guest appearance, I guess, again.
You here?
Yeah.
Welcome, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, we recording?
Yes, that's we are recording. We were recording like 20 minutes ago.
Boy.
He got the headphones on. He didn't hear the first discussion.
Yeah. We didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
Fuck y'all.
Because of your age?
It's all right. Damn, son. So we're kicking it off today. Today on November, what, 12th?
That's what it is, yeah.
What is that on your screen?
It's half. It's,
okay, I didn't see the gains part at the bottom. It's okay. I just seen. Yeah. Okay. It's all right.
What if I did have some Disney characters?
That's one weird shit.
What's wrong with Disney characters?
Yeah, what's wrong with Disney?
On your phone, grown ass man with a Disney character on your as your screensaver.
You didn't grow up watching Disney.
I did, but not. I wouldn't have a Little Mermaid on on my phone.
I mean, she's pretty cute, man.
If you had just her, maybe not with the dude staring in each other's eyes. That's just weird.
Just a meme with her making that fuck face.
That's okay. That's okay.
Oh my god!
I'd have to wait till that come back up to see what kind of face that is. Mm. But yeah.
That wasn't the fuck face.
No, it wasn't.
That was a
staring lonely. That was love.
That was a please love marry me face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's up? What's going on, fellas?
I don't know.
I missed you guys.
Fucking lost the election, I know.
You lost it?
Yeah, my vote did not matter.
Not at all.
Nevada's vote did go to Hillary.
It did. Yeah,
the fuck does that mean now?
They were blue.
This
is a blue state.
I'm honestly more disappointed that we lost question one.
Right.
Than anything.
That's
probably
a big thing.
Because that shit just really affects us as gun
enthusiasts.
Yeah.
I know that affects gun shows mostly, right?
No.
We'll
I don't
see.
Think it affected gun shows at all because you can't go to a gun show and buy a gun without a background check.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The whole background check gun show loophole is a fallacy.
It has already been, you have to have a background check.
Okay. If you go to a business that has an FFL and you want to purchase a gun, you have to get a background check. And you can only buy 5 guns on that background check. If you want a 6, you have to pay for a second background check, whether you do it at a gun show or at their store, out of their garage. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How long does that background check last for?
The visit. I don't know.
Just a visit?
Honestly, I mean.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it was like a license. Like, okay, I got this background check. I bought one gun now and I want to buy.
No. If you
guns.
Go back the next day, which I've done, and purchase another gun, you have to do another background check.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So it's right on the spot
then. Every time you purchase a gun, they call you in and see if there's anything on you.
And how much is that to run that?
It's $25 to get ran.
Unless you have a
CCW.
Okay. So you better do all your purchases
but
all at once.
But you still have to do the paperwork for the background check. So
I'm not a gun enthusiast, so if it was a stupid question, I apologize. I don't know much about
that. No stupid questions about guns.
It was just that the commercials and the way that it worded.
Plus, I don't give a shit.
The way that it worded helped.
Sorry.
When people go to a whole lot of people were confused on it. So
it was just stupidly written the way.
No, it was perfectly written for the people who don't like guns.
See, well, that's what I'm saying. But for those who actually do, as yourselves, it was poorly written.
The way I think things work is they work off people's ignorance.
Exactly.
If they don't know, and then they don't look into it because the commercial said.
Right, exactly.
So, like, my mom voted for it.
Mm.
But then when I explained it to her, she was like, oh, I didn't know that.
And the thing with my parents, my grandmother and my mother and my aunts, I had to let them know. And they were like, oh, man, we had yes. We were definitely going yes on this.
So, and they only won by 0.4.
Mm.
That bill was only passed by point.
So now we have to wait and see what it really meant and what really is about to happen to us because of it.
Yeah.
What new laws will go into effect?
Well, one good thing about Donald Trump is he's saying he feels that the Second Amendment should be the only law that governs firearms. So it was in his proposal, his 101, his first 101 days, he was going to try to abolish most gun control laws.
Hmm.
I think I read that. I read pieces and parts of it. I didn't read the whole thing.
Hmm.
He's got a lot of shit he wants to do in the first 100 days. He's got a lot of shit.
That's funny, man.
It's a pretty intensive document.
Here's the thing about the election for me. How many of us voted for the person we wanted, or did you vote to try to block the other person? Because it seems like that's what a lot of people did. It was like either I hate Hillary so badly I cannot let her win, so therefore I have to vote for this asshole, or I hate this racist ass man so much I have to vote for Hillary to right. block him.
Me, myself, I don't feel like I had to choose between both of them, so I didn't vote for either of them.
Yeah. Did you vote at all?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
I didn't at all.
No, Mike?
Nope.
Mm. God,
it's un-American.
Jay, did you vote?
Sorry,
you voted. Okay, cool. Yeah. Mm.
I did serve the military, buddy. You know,
but it was still no on two, yes on, or no on one, right. Yes on two.
Oh, but you guys went and voted for things. You just didn't vote.
No. I didn't go to the poll at all.
Oh, goddamn! You fucked my commentary up.
Yeah.
On to the next. Conversation.
No, you can still talk about it.
How do I? What does me having a vote have to do with your commentary?
Well, it has a whole lot, and he knows why.
Say it. Don't make it personal, but say it.
Well, I gotta make it personal.
Yeah, but you don't have to say exactly what it is.
So,
say that shit.
Though. All right, you know. You guys are my brothers.
Good conscience over here, like, hey, man.
Nah, my thing. So after the election was over and he was called out to be the president,
don't name names.
I tried to do a gracious thing on Facebook and say congratulations, President. For Trump becoming an official president.
Have
the people have spoken. Let's move forward and see what the future holds and whatnot. Right.
Hold on. Before you did that, was that another side of you thinking, well, I'm pretty sure if I put this comment on there, I'm going to see the other side.
You had to think, you had to know that.
Because it's been going on since.
No, I welcome all comments.
Oh, okay.
Onto my page.
That's good.
If you voted.
Hmm.
So you have the right to your opinion and say what you feel like you want to say about the things if you partook in it.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. So one of my friends I grew up with, he voiced something and he was hella mad about Trump winning. You know, he said what he said. I didn't say anything about it because, hey, that's his opinion. And he voted.
Yeah.
And then the second, I grew up with two brothers, just two of them. And the second brother chimed in and had what he had to say, but I knew he didn't vote. So I had to make it clear on, if you're on my page and you're going to jump on my page, whoever you may be, I do not pretty much respect.
So do
your
you
comments.
Delete him or do you?
No, I didn't delete him, but he got hurt. Like, oh, so you don't respect me now? Oh, nah. So he went into this whole thing and then went off my page and then went to his own page and had a dialogue about, he was like, man, it's just this election has done a lot to people. It's separating people. One of my friends that I grew up with that I consider a brother, you know, just said he just doesn't respect me and blah blah blah, and I'm like,
he couldn't dude. Just call you and say that.
So I'm like, so
different day and age, man. You gotta put that shit on Facebook.
So first off, I'm looking at it
Facebook. Exactly.
First off, that's bitch made.
What was that?
Siri over there.
The uprising.
So it was, I of course, that's a version of bitch assness. So I called him right after I read it.
Okay.
And then I called and he didn't answer. So then I called again and he didn't answer. So I'm like, yo, this dude, that hurt.
You're an asshole.
This dude, does that hurt? So then I had to join in on the bitch assness. And I, on his page, I was like, okay, since you're not answering your phone,
bitch move.
Let me just say this and let me be clear, since you, you know, since you put me out there like that.
Now, is this public comments?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. See, you you just dug that knife in a little more when you were like, well, since you ain't gonna answer your phone.
I feel like I want to read him. Can I get, I mean, can you grab me? Please, brother. Oh, no, no, no. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, got the evidence right there?
Yeah, the evidence. So instead of talking about it, we could go, we could word for word this shit and it'll make more sense, I guess, right?
I did think that was a very gracious thing you found about Trump winning.
So my thing was, congratulations to Donald Trump. The people have spoken. I will respect the vote of the people and look forward, hoping he will do what he is called to do as the leader of the free world. Today is a new day. Let's see what the future holds. Right?
Simple enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
that's what Hillary should have said.
And then the person said,
has she said anything yet?
I don't think so.
The next day she did. She had to sleep on it.
I get it. She woke up the next day thinking she was supposed to be president.
Nah, right. But they blasted him about him saying, "Nah, I ain't gonna be gracious if I lose this shit."
The exact same shit.
Like he was like, "Nah."
I was and like, she actually making a big deal about him saying that.
We don't know what he would have done because it didn't turn out that way. But she right. did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right? We run all the fucking votes.
So I'm not going to read everybody's comments, but I'll read his comment. You know, his comment was like, I don't quite understand why many people are shocked at his winning the election. No one likes Hillary. No one. Even with all the support she had, along with all of us, Donald screw ups.
Hold on, Pat. First of all, I want to say fuck Taco Bell for giving me this watery ass Sierra Miss.
Fuck Taco Bell.
That's
all.
Get Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
That's the good stuff. That makes dreams come true.
Man, you had me fuck off Taco Bell, man. You had me fuck. I was with you until they said the Berry Blast was what was happening. So I'm going to say that that's you for not getting the right product, bro.
You should only hate yourself.
I take back my fuck for Taco Bell. I mean, y'all, okay, obviously y'all weren't interested in what I just was trying to read. But.
No, we'll go for it. You continue.
Anyway.
So, Brandon.
I ain't so hurt about this, man.
Nah. I mean, I'm just trying to make conversation. I mean, we are a conversation.
You didn't vote? Shut up. Fuck up.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to read it, but the gist of it, he has some good points and everything, and, you know.
Read it. What's the good point?
Like, well. You know, he's saying his opinion, and I want to validate and respect his opinion about it, just like I respected and validated, you know, my other brother's opinion, even though he was like pro Hillary about the shit, and you know, he was like dogging Trump or whatever he was. Like, the three of us together are the dudes who grew up together, and we are three different individuals, but like, there's like a I categorize us, you know, like this one was all the way here. This one ain't even, and I'm like in the middle somewhere. I feel like I'm in the middle. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe one person will say they on top and one will say they on the bottom. Or, I don't know. Anyway, he said what he said. But after he said what he said, I basically said, I don't respect comments on my page about the election if you didn't vote one way or the other. People die for our opinions to be heard through our vote. And I will not disrespect our ancestors' sacrifices. So then he got hurt and he replied to me. He was like, so you don't respect my opinion on something? What's new? I don't expect you to agree with it, but not respecting it is a bit much. No skin off my back. So I was like, I'm not even going to comment on it. But then I got the red alert that he went on his own page and did it.
How'd you get the red alert?
My wife.
Okay.
That's what wives are for, you know. They be like, did you hear? Did
just
you
hold
see?
Hold that shit down for you.
She was like, I saw what happened on your page. Did you see what's on his page? I was like, what's on his page? Oh, he's talking about you on his page. I was like, he ain't talking about me on the goddamn. Let me see.
Facebook. Real relationships.
Motherfuckers.
What'd he say?
He was like, not all people share the same political opinions. Anyone who knows me knows I could care less about our so-called democratic process. However, I do not have any disrespect for those who do. In fact, I respect you. That's your choice as an American. Just because we disagree on an issue, it will never cause me to utter such words as disrespecting your political stance. I have an extremely tough exterior, as not much gets to me. But when someone whom I've looked at as a brother for most of my life tells me he doesn't respect my opinion, I gotta admit, that stings a bit. Mm-hmm. Yet another reason I hate the current state of politics, shaking my motherfucking head. So, once again, it's like, it wasn't a personal thing between me and him, but at the same time, I'm trying to give him a message like, stop. Like, your whole life, you've been a person who always have something to say about things, but never get up and do anything about the things that you're talking about. Mm. You've always been this way. You've always complain or have an opinion about a situation, and you never jump in. So, we're all entitled to opinions, but sometimes it's time to jump in. Maybe we don't all. Maybe I'm being hypocritical because I may not jump into everything, but something such as this, like a political standpoint on certain situations, or reflecting back, especially being an African American, we didn't have the opportunities to vote, mm-hmm. and the shit that we went through.
It's an amendment to the Constitution.
I'm just looking at short videos of dudes getting their ass whooped trying to go to the polls to vote. Like, I'm watching dogs get sicked on them and shit.
No, I'm not laughing at you. No. I'm laughing. This moron back here.
You know, and I'm watching that, and I'm like, man, you know, that man is dead now, and he just wanted to do what we could just go do. You know, and you know, I don't, whatever your political stance is, go say something. God damn, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even an outlier thing. It's totally anonymous.
Yeah.
There's no record of, you could say you voted for somebody and didn't, you know what I'm saying? That's your time to be heard, even if you don't want to be labeled. You can tell, you can go on Facebook, like we just said, it's not on Facebook, it's not real, and tell everybody who you voted for. But it's not something you have to do. You could keep that to yourself, and when somebody asks, you could say, you know, I haven't told anybody who I voted for.
The old term was, you know, two things you don't talk about if you care about the people you're talking about is politics and religion, I guess. Because mm-hmm. those are the things. And I never understood it because it was like not a big deal until now that I'm a grown up and shit like this that's affecting us. It's like, and then you trying to be like a part of it and you're passionate about this shit.
Mm-hmm. I think we had that realization this week at the same time. Yeah. My sister called. Well, she didn't call me. She texted me. Hey, did you vote? It's like, no, I was being truthful to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I wish you would have, because she saw the outcome when I was, I don't know, I was.
That's a real statement from her, though.
It is. I'm, you know, proud of her having the stance. Yeah, but I don't know.
So here's my reply to him. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I hate to do this on Facebook, because I hate it, but I did it.
You don't hate that shit. But shut up. But,
no, I don't. I look at people do it and like have Facebook wars and shit like that. I'm like, this is stupid. And call.
You got to make
like
a statement by now.
But I called. I called him and I was getting angry because he wasn't answering my phone because he's mad. I'm like, let's be men about this and talk about it. But since you're not going to do that, and he's the type of person who'll cancel you as a friend, you know, I'm like, wow, really? So anyway, so I just had to say my piece. And I was like, well, I hate to do this on Facebook, but since you're not answering your phone because you're hurt, here goes.
Yeah, those digs, those knife digs, yeah. That you just make sure, but you're trying to defuse the situation, but you're there making the situation worse.
I don't think he was trying to defuse it, though.
I wasn't really trying to
defuse it. But what you're saying, you don't want to do this shit on Facebook, but then you throw comments
out. Well, he did it. He threw the dagger, so now I caught it, and I threw the motherfucker back. You know, so I'm being a bitch too.
In front of everybody.
Here we go. But you know, you
took that to the private messages.
You letting the words come out, and everybody, you know,
right.
I'm your brother. I'm the one that you grew up with, whom you're talking about. So the people are like, I wonder who it was. Was it because he ain't got but a certain? Oh, that must have been Pat he was talking about. Anyway, so I was like, since you're not answering your phone, here goes. I did not say I do not respect you. You are my brother, and you know I take a bullet for you. I've been by your side in the worst of times, and you know that. The statement was for you and anyone else who that cared to voice their opinion on my page about the election who didn't care to vote, whether it was for Hillary, Trump, Johnson, whatever. If me and Shakir are digging the ditch and complaining about it during the dig, but you got your feet up looking at us complaining about it right along with us, don't you think we're going to feel a certain way about that? See, many of us don't like what's going on and can recognize the issues we have as a society. But if you let your voice go unheard, what good are your opinions? I value your opinions on many things, bro. But as far as politics, if you ain't involved, it really doesn't mean anything. I'd rather hear from the opposing side than someone who doesn't even get involved. And that's in life. If you ain't helping me feed my family, don't tell me how. If you won't pick up the shovel, don't help me dig. Don't tell me how to dig. While I'm not happy with the result, I will give my vote to be a part of the people and use my vote as a voice. You don't have to, bro. And guess what? I'm cool with that. I just don't care to hear the opinions of anyone that won't use their vote. I love you and you know how to get at me. Whether you choose not to call me or talk to me again, you know how to get at me when shit gets thick. And I just left it like that. You know, so.
That was deep.
It really was.
It's real deep.
That's why it was kind of offsetting when y'all said y'all didn't vote. I was just like, I really ain't got shit to talk about because I can't talk to these motherfuckers right now.
It is what it is. I didn't vote. I didn't feel like I wanted to vote, and I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
You know? Why didn't you want to vote?
I had no dog in the race. Yeah, you can go in there and say you don't want to vote for either one, but I just chose not to vote. I just chose not to voice my opinion, basically.
Here's what I would say. And yeah. If you don't want to vote, that's one thing. I'm always going to try to talk people into voting.
Absolutely.
Because it's not the only thing on the line.
No, yeah, because absolutely.
The presidential race is one of, I think it was like 15 things that were on there. Yeah. One of them being, you know, like Prop 1. Those are just state things.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Who our senator is, who our governor is. Those things are on the ballot. And whether you know, like, even if you don't want to vote with for guns or about guns, like, there, if you don't know about things, like the judges, I didn't vote for any of them because I don't know anything about that race.
Right.
So yeah. I'm not going to get involved in that race because, I mean, essentially, I don't have the time in my life to right. to go down the list and, you know, help everything out. But, you know, there are things that affect this county. You know, this Clark County situation. I don't know if you have kids or you got kids in school.
I got my daughter.
There was stuff about the streets and taxes on gas. There was plenty of stuff that you do have a dog in the race for that you could have voted for.
Right. And again, I just chose not to vote. And again, if that's, you know, somebody wants to get hurt about that, I'm fine with that. It doesn't affect me none.
Not really hurt about.
Well, and then if somebody's going to look at me differently because I didn't vote, then that's them.
And me, I don't look at anyone differently about not voting because you're an American and that is your right to not vote.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's not the issue at hand for me.
I understand where you're coming from on when that whole situation you guys had.
Yeah, mine
because
is like,
if I'm in here bitching about it, complaining about, you know, the guns and, you know, the question two, and if I'm complaining about that and I didn't voice my opinion, that's different.
Exactly.
And I completely understand that.
I'm talking
and
about
definitely wanted that electricity one.
I think that passed. Yeah. I think they all passed, actually.
Monopolized, I'm definitely voting for that shit.
Right. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I completely understand what you're saying. Like, so I'm not going to sit here and just start complaining about everything and, you know, if I didn't vote. And I completely understand where that whole situation that you're in came from.
Here's a question. Do you guys know how Kaepernick has been and actually almost kind of started a movement towards being discriminated against as black people?
Yeah.
Do you know he didn't vote?
This motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Stephen A was talking about.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that he didn't vote.
On Kaepernick.
And this then, motherfucker.
Right, and then said he asked for.
Oh! I don't really care that he didn't vote. Why you don't care that he didn't vote?
Kaepernick?
Yeah.
If you have a change, political agenda of any kind, why Why would you not vote?
Yeah, I think he should have been a face.
But you looked at me sideways for not voting. For them voters.
you follow that shit through the few.
I want you to vote.
No, no, absolutely. No. And again, you know.
I didn't hear you.
That's not that I will never, ever vote, but I was just worn out with all this bullshit for this.
They blasted the fuck out of us.
It was rough this year.
This shit was horrible.
Just, you know, and it's just like. I just want this to be over with.
Yeah, are we older? Or was this shit just like really.
No, it was heavy because.
Hateful and diseased.
And you would watch TV and they would run a string of like six commercials and all six commercials were politics.
Between the show and
when yo, yeah. I can't yeah. even. It's I try to get away from. Let me turn this fucking TV up and go to YouTube. Yeah. I go to YouTube and I'm getting shit. Blasted. I'm like, yeah. I'm it's looking just, at Funko Pops up in this right. motherfucker. Why did you know that Hillary Clinton has stolen? I'm like, what the fuck,
yeah.
Trump for breath. But it, okay, so here's my my only statement to everybody in the room. Brandon, let's say you were a. Owner of a nutrition store or bodybuilding supply company or something like that.
Yeah.
I walk in on you. Mm-hmm. I say, I need you to go ahead and give me that job as the CEO of your company. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could do a great job at it.
With no experience.
With no experience. Would you give me the time of day?
No.
Mike, what? Depends you don't
your,
know.
How your talking game is, man. Maybe you can talk a good game.
Word.
Like, if you're talking really? Exactly yeah. like that, like, if you approach me exactly like that, I'm like, you better get the fuck out of here. Like, if you come professional, if you said that word for word, would you just hold him? Like, hey, you need to, you know.
Okay, so.
That's basically what Trump did. Trump went professional.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. You're right. You're right. Yeah, pretty much. So.
Hold.
Because you'd be in jail.
Yeah. All
right. That's the only issue that I have with it. It was like, shouldn't you have some type of like qualifications for this?
Remember
shit?
How when you tell your kids when they're younger, you can be president if you want to be. This motherfucking.
What right if I here, saw just, that you had like a million followers, but still no, but still no. No experience in.
Let me clarify this for you right now. I've been in the dental field my whole life, from 17 to 41 years of age, and some dude just comes off the street after watching YouTube and says I can be a dentist right now. And they hire him as the lead dentist, and he's over all of us who have all this experience. Are you kidding me right now?
So I'm not saying that you're wrong, but what Donald Trump has always done, and I'm not a Donald Trump supporter.
No, but help me, help me. But no, help me understand.
But what Donald Trump has done in the past to be as successful as he has is surround himself with people who do know what the fuck's going on. So, and with his message of change, which is exactly what Obama did when he won both terms that he was part of, and it's not what Hillary did. Hillary was preaching more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just saying the same.
And people, even after Obama, are still asking for change. And that's what he preached, that things are going to be different. And no, he didn't do it professionally.
And the difference, everything is Republican now.
That's a huge difference.
My boy accepted the last five or six presidents did not accept the endorsements of the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazis. But he was like, fuck it, those is votes. Hey, that's
they're,
votes.
They're going to be voting regardless.
Was it January 20th? The Honorable Trump for president.
Mm.
That's what it is.
So my thing is, like, at least be an alderman of your damn, the mayor or some shit, or... I don't know. Like, I feel like you gotta be. That's what. Like, one of the main reasons, the only reason I think I voted Hillary was because it was like,
and
like she's got the. Like, I don't. I mean, this is the leader of the free fucking world.
And that's the problem.
This
though.
Is not just a job for you or me or anybody. This ain't even a job for just like the average everyday senator.
Well, yeah, but that's this the is problem. The job though. She's been there so long. She's been in this shit so long. and we're still in this situation. So everybody sees that. They're like, well, like he said, with Hillary, it's just more of the same.
Let me tell you
exactly. You bring another any politician in, anybody running for the Democrats, it's more of the same.
Let me tell you exactly how I would have voted had it went this way. I would have voted Bernie Sanders.
A lot of people.
Most people
that.
Are still pissed off.
But hold on, Bernie loses the job and it goes to Hillary, and I'm like, Now I literally am about to jump over. I'm going Republic now. So Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, I'm all in.
I might have voted for Ted Cruz.
I'm giving my vote. Ben Johnson. I'm giving my vote to these boys because of this. But they lost to the Donald, bro. I had
Donald J. Trump.
To the Donald, yo. These people with all this experience. So here's a fact about this situation with Obama's terms. Blacks and Hispanics don't get you in the office. The white vote gets you in the office. That is the fact of it. No matter if every black person voted, it's not enough votes to get Obama in office. The white folks they voted his ass in twice. Because because that man can speak. That man can make you believe he could sell milk to a cow. He had me. I was like, I'm all in on this brother, man. This man, he is eloquent. He's stand up. You know, I ain't got no scandals on him. Not one scandal, by the way.
Yeah, just smooth. The right amount of swagger, too.
You
just
get
smooth.
What I'm saying? Smooth. That's what talking about. Hey, no, man.
Don't bring your girl around. Don't bring your girl around.
But brother, brother turned out to be.
All right, man. Hide your wives.
But I'm gonna tell you who he turned out to be for me. As far as alcohol beverages, he would be Code 45 because the smooth taste fooled me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, so I get where the white folks said. The white folks said we gave him a shot. We believed in the message. We wanted to see a result. I don't care that you got blocked by your reason. I know what you was trying to do, but the fact is. The parties was blocking the fuck out of you. You couldn't get shit done. Nothing against you, but we got to try something totally different because this whole political thing is fucked. So we gonna put our eggs in the wild card. We gonna just blow up politics right now and put this man in. So I was like, okay, I get it, but shit, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
a lot of people are nervous.
I'm nervous, but he did say he was gonna keep Obamacare present.
Yeah, he said he was going to change a lot of it.
Oh, he said he's changing it?
He's changing it, but it'll still be Obamacare for the most part.
Get the fuck that shit. He said the pre-existing conditions will stay. I'm like, oh.
I think that's the biggest part.
Yeah.
That affected, like, my life. My mom has asthma, which is a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so the biggest thing about getting rid of it.
Some of those medicines for pre-existing conditions, and it's only because they can, are expensive. Thousands of dollars every month. I mean... My mom's retired. She's on a fixed income. About $1,000 for something. That'll get you. Yeah. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But that needs to be reworked big time. Yeah. But, you know, rework it. But like you said, there's just certain things we can keep. But keep our something president. Like that. You know, the pre-existing. That was everybody's biggest thing was getting rid of the pre-existing. But.
Yo, hold on. Our president is Donald Trump.
Hear him out.
I just wanted to just. Well, okay, so he was cage. He was cage raised.
Yeah. He warms his cage up by scratching.
Yeah,
he scratches
the bottom of his cage to warm it up. So he uses his cage as a dog.
I was like, you ain't worried about this.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Comes busting through the glass. I'm like, leave my shit here. I'll come back for next. No.
Too violent over here.
You know, like, I just wanted us to be gracious losers, man. I want people to be gracious. I want you to accept
the streets.
But you know what? At the same token, the riots, I don't like the riots, but the protesting, is that a bad thing?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
The only thing that I see wrong with it is the message. Like, we're having a discussion here.
Yeah.
there's nothing wrong. Everybody here thinks differently, whatever. But when you're like, you still have to accept the fact that you lost. Like he is your president.
So like, what is what are you protesting for? What is your voice? What are you saying that you're not happy with this thing? So, like, okay, but what good does it do? You're just showing who what with the protest. It's like, put your big pants on.
What's your message?
Put your big pants on and let's move forward.
You got people just going this way, going this way, going that way. And it's like now everybody's just trying to use that as like a podium. It's like, come on.
I get being angry but not really having a message.
Yeah, it's just, you're just a bunch of people out in the street.
I'm so frustrated with
yeah, that's how you get rioters and all that.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated with when people go out and protest because all it does is it just gives these bums the ability to go out there and start something. Like lately, I remember when I clicked up in high school, I created my own clique because we had the Bloods, the Crips, and the Essays, and then there was even jocks. There was even jocks, and there was these wannabe frat boys at the same time. But there was a group of us who just didn't belong to any of that and tried to affiliate with something. So I recognized that. And I said, I'm going to create something. So
they were the outside.
Yeah, with pocket knives. And
literally, we had a group and we were just chill. But I remember we got so large and we allowed the wrong fools to get involved, and it just sent the whole message of positivity and turned it and twisted it, and now it's starting to turn into like a gang and shit. I'm like, how the fuck did this become a gang?
It's seemed like a Spike Lee movie.
This is stupid. This is crazy. So I'm like talking about like the purpose of this is like Black Lives Matter. The movement was positive. The movement has a purpose. And then the media just tapped into the ignorant side of things. And then you got these fools just involved and it's getting linked up to it. And white folks in the middle of the country, boy, they do not understand. They don't know how to separate this shit. You know, they just... They keep it all together. They like, man, look at them people. That damn Black Lives Matter movement is some bullshit. Look at them. Look at them just fighting amongst themselves. But they dragging white folks out the cars and kicking their asses, talking about some, you voted Trump, you voted Trump. I'm so fucking embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel right now. And
the one thing that bugs me, like we're going back to that not voting thing, but there's just the people who are like upset with Donald Trump and they don't really know why. Like they just they kind of overhear. No. But a lot of times people just kind of overhear. Oh, well, this person said he said this, and I just hate him. So my wife shows me some posts by Mexican people that you know he's winning, and then once they show that he won Florida, and then the Mexican people are like, "Oh, all those fucking Cubans out there, you dirty motherfuckers, this and that." I'm like. So you're mad at Donald Trump for disrespecting Mexican people, basically being racist toward Mexican people, but now it's okay for you to be racist towards Cubans?
Mm. Is this like just who we are as humans?
Well, fuck them.
Is this
you
just
know,
the human,
yeah,
the
it's
human
just,
gene?
It's okay, I know, but I'm just saying.
Hey, you're racist to people.
I'm asking.
That's what bugs me.
Is this what we are as humans?
Don't get offended by racism, but then you're
what you said last night.
That's just one thing that bugs me. It's just people who...
You said we're racist to our allies, but people we don't know, we don't give a fuck about
it. Jeez, man. We will never... It's just we can never be what we were designed to be.
I think it's a fear, to be honest. I think it's a fear of what's going to happen. What happens now? Like one of the first things I said was, and it was because I was listening to his acceptance speech, is that he said he was going to represent the people. And I said, I said this to my wife, how Donald Trump could represent me. It's a fear. I don't know what the guy's going to do. I'm hearing things. I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing bad things. This country is founded on immigration. Nobody that we're looking at or that you see at the grocery store, their lineage does not start here. So I think, yes, it requires some regulation. A 650-foot concrete wall. I mean, it just sounds like a lot. It sounds drastic. I mean, my father's black and my mom's from El Salvador. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm an American because of what they did. And I don't understand how not everybody can see that. That this, like I said, this country is founded on immigration. I think it's ridiculous to think that you can just stop the influx of people and have everything be normal. Sorry.
Sorry. We get married.
It happens all the time.
I hear.
This is the great melting pot.
It's supposed to be. Yep. But I guess it's not considered that anymore. Because the way people are acting, like immigrants are the worst thing to happen in this country. Not realizing that at some point.
Yeah, everybody is.
Meanwhile, in North Dakota, they are fucking with the native land over there, trying to put an oil pipeline right under the water. And they over here like, what about us, motherfuckers? What about us? And that's some real shit.
Solacing the dogs and people and shit like that.
So I'm going to stop talking about it and I'm going to be about it. I've found that pipeline is being constructed by big business, big oil, and big corporation and everything. Okay. And I bank with a bank who's affiliated with that. So I'm about to withdraw my money. Chase. Okay. I'm about to withdraw my money.
I'm going to have to relocate my assets. Well, you saved me a lot of time. Thank you.
Chase and Wells Fargo, if you didn't know.
Oh, well, Wells Fargo's been fucking up, so you shouldn't have your money with them anyway. Yeah.
I'm headed to a credit union because I got to stand for something, and I believe these people need to be left alone. And,
yeah.
Well, the credit union is.
They beat babies or something.
What the fuck?
Beat babies. Hey, we needed that, man. We needed that. It's too serious. No. It was too serious.
I'm not going to just be like, oh, man, that's some fucked up shit. Hey, man, where's my tacos? Yeah. I'm just trying to be a human. I'm just trying to be a human, you know? I want. Man, can't we just, like, fuck it? Rodney King had that shit right, didn't he?
Can we all just get along?
He said that shit
several times.
Do you know it? I wonder if he knew what he was saying when he said that shit.
No, he's probably still disoriented.
He had like four concussions.
Yo, like, but the no, human
I don't,
gene. The
I don't know if you knew about Rodney King, but I don't think he was much of a public speaker.
No, I know about Rod. Anybody driving a Hyundai, I know pretty much all about you.
That's all we need to know.
That motherfucker's ramping. He was ramping that shit up, boy.
He's trying to get by. He's just trying to get by.
He didn't get by not one of them damn Billy Clubs. Every last Billy Club hit his ass, bro.
Oh, man.
You know, it's funny, like... Oh, man. Like, it's just great how certain... Like, when back in the days when you see some tape on some shit, it solidified what the fuck really happened. But now that we got tape on the other end, like, them motherfuckers went free for a minute after they beat his ass. Can you believe that? Like, well, that's the video is inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
Them concussions ain't inconclusive. That's not conclusive enough. Like, you see motherfuckers get choked out to death, to die. That's not enough. You see a motherfucker running away from the police officer in the park, and he fires 9 bullets in his back, and he dies. That's not enough evidence. What is going on? Yo.
The NFL can't even figure out what a catch is. Shit is inconclusive.
Too much information, huh? Too much to process. Yo, is anybody got some great shit to talk about?
No, I'm all depressed. Really, thanks.
Rodney got beat. You know, I watched it because we just see like 18 cops around him whooping his ass, right? Like as I'm like, how the fuck did that escalate to that?
It's like, was he ready to Hulk out or something? Because
they drag him out. How did that escalate to clubs?
It wasn't just one time.
Of course,
no, they say brother was on some drugs, some heavy drugs, and they was trying to restrain him, but they couldn't restrain him because he was bigger than all of them. But you know, 12 motherfuckers couldn't obviously do enough for the one man. I guess he was Goldberg. He ultimate warrior to all of them.
Like PCP and some shit.
Yeah,
hey, look,
something like
strong ass drugs out there. I can, you know, I understand that, but yeah.
I thought they said he was sober.
No, he was fucked up.
Oh, well, then, you know,
He didn't even admit it. He was fucked up. He was on some shit. But he was, though he was on some shit, the motherfucker was on the ground.
There was a statement
from on his side
that I'll never forget. It was like, he just kept getting up. He wouldn't lay down. And I was like, did you see the tape? He was on the floor the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
He got dropped on the first hit.
That shit just escalated.
Some, here's some.
Yeah.
What did he say?
There what was did a he do to make them niggas that mad?
There's a comedian, and he says, I kind of vaguely remember what it was about, but he says, I'm not saying he should have done it, but I understand. I believe that was Chris Rock talking about the OJ trial.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, the reason why I'm saying that right now is because it's like, after you see something like that happen to a black man, and then you see these motherfuckers dragging folks out, it's like, that's not, the helpless, how can I don't want to justify somebody getting pulled out of their car, getting their asses whooped and things like that. But you see the boiling of a community of people that have no answers and don't know how to how to get heard, because they recognize that when you have your protesting sign up, that don't really do shit. And, you know, like, what do you do when you're caged behind this thing and you just want to just, you know?
That's what that stand up thing was about, when Chris Rock said it.
Yeah, he brought logic to it. He was like, you know, it was a fucked up logic, you know? It's a fucked up thing. It's like all the hard work I did, I take you as my wife, you outside with this other man in the car that in my car, y'all just driving, just smiling and shit right now. You about to divorce me and take half my shit. And you in the car with this motherfucker right now. And he did what we all think we would do, or we all, it goes by our heads. Like, I should kill this motherfucker right now. But
OJ didn't do it.
So anyways, one of it's like, does he really still believe in Santa? All right.
Let's go. The jury said.
Yo.
Did he
do that shit, Jerome?
I don't think he actually did it. I think he did it comedically.
Did he do it?
Which it worked.
Come on, man. I need you on wax. Did he do it?
He said he's not at liberty to speak on that.
I ain't vote, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you didn't vote. Shut up.
Man, OJ did that shit, man. No, he didn't do that shit.
He wasn't convicted. He's innocent.
The jury said.
I don't even know why you would bother him about it again, honestly.
They got his ass, though. It's like, they said, I want you to spit on the curb. As soon as you spit on the curb, we're gonna lock your ass up for life.
If you get away with murder, you should walk some sort of straight line.
Why is it?
And
why
you
is it?
Surround yourself with people. Why
can't? Yeah, yo.
Just going to hide.
Why can't people? Why can't people, when they get away with the greatest thing in the world?
Man, that wasn't the greatest thing in the world.
Shit. No, I'm just no. What I'm saying
we
is
know
like
how you feel. I mean,
not like what he did.
Where's
was
his
right.
Guns?
No, I'm saying like you get away with murder. Not that murder is the greatest thing in the world. Let me rewind that.
You mean beating the process? That's what. You
when
mean.
You beat the process, why don't you just go sit your monkey ass down? Michael Jackson got accused with fucking with these damn kids.
I kept fucking with kids.
Why you keep fucking with kids? That's my nigga, man. Y'all know that's my nigga.
He ain't even here to defend himself.
Y'all know that's my nigga. Parents keep letting their kids go fuck with this man because they know, oh man, we about to get it. Just
like Chappelle said, it's all CGI. These are crazy shit.
And God told Eve, he said, look, here's all these fruits and vegetables and shit, but this one apple, don't fuck with that.
I think it's more that, you know, he probably knows he got away with it, so it's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Just pay them off. It's not every day you beat the system, man.
And you know, you probably get big balls. Then you do whatever the hell you want.
Sit your ass down. You don't get too many shots at that.
Just go steal memorabilia. It's easier that way.
That's gambling. That's gambling the wrong way.
It's easier that way.
That's gambling the wrong way, boy. And that's just the design of life. Like, if you a fuck up, you're gonna eventually get caught. Is that just how it just has to be that way? You ain't gonna. You can never get off scot free and just live a life of peace and harmony after that.
Is it, there are no is happy peace endings.
And
harmony?
I'm just saying, like, once you rob a bank and you rob a bank for $500,000, you look at it and say, "Damn,
oh, I'm a different dude." Yeah, I'm a different dude.
You got that $500,000? You done?
My mama raised me right.
Gotcha.
She raised him right after he robbed the bank.
Oh man. Something can be said about being desperate.
Completely.
Is there ever a legal way to become rich as fuck?
No.
Is no?
It all got his hands dirty. All of it is dirty. I mean, everything we were founded on is dirt, is blood, right?
We're talking about wealth, right? Just rich. Rich, yeah. Wealth, nah. You gotta fuck
some not people. Some shit that you were inherited because somebody did something fucked
no,
up.
No, wealth, you gotta fuck some people over for that. Like, the dude who created wealth, like, yeah, he fucked mad people over. You gotta fuck people over for your wealth.
I believe that.
You can't have morals and shit. You trying to be wealthy?
Can't.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't care how
you know.
I don't care if you can't feed your family. Gas is $7.46.
Buy a bite. Get a bite. What do you want from me?
I give a shit. Stop eating bread.
So I think it's hard being the president. I wish.
It's hard.
What?
You don't run shit.
You really don't.
What?
Thanksgiving turkey.
Only the free world, you know, if that's not.
He's a Thanksgiving turkey. You think he up in there making
conspiracies.
Plan decisions. All right.
No, he's in there like, I don't disagree with this at this presidency. I'm sure he's like,
call. Who can I call?
So yeah, if I look bad, you're fired.
Exactly.
Speech and the dude on the side was like the top of the Federal Reserve was like, wrap it up. This nigga don't run shit. The banks that
hey, run. Look, if I'm the president, let's say I don't run anything, you don't get to tell me to wrap it up.
That's right. The one thing you can't tell me to do.
Yeah, you're not telling me to wrap shit.
No, I mean, wrap if you want to tell up, me that B. My speech is supposed to be 5 minutes long, that's fine. But when I'm done, I'm done. You don't come tell me in front of everybody how you get smacked for that. In right. Front of God and everybody.
I know how to keep time.
I'll be done in 2 minutes, sucker. What the
fuck about your airtime?
You know, they kept Biden's like airtime real minimal.
You know what? He said crazy stuff a lot.
It was probably best that they did.
So, what you think they're gonna do that? They gonna do that with Trump?
I don't think that's allowed.
Joe Biden about to get wild with him.
Fire two blasts in the air. It's illegal in most of the country. But go ahead.
My mom was like, "Yo, Joe, chill."
Yeah, Joe was a thug. See, Joe
he didn't like, say that in front of everybody. He said that off on the side. We never heard him say that. He just stopped making appearances.
Yeah, Joe was just passionate like
just,
a mother.
Let's just leave his ass at home. It's, you know.
Like, that's why I couldn't run some shit. I think I'd be like Joe Biden. I'm too passionate. Yeah. I don't have the ability to I don't have professionalism. Because professionalism is bullshit. Like, passion is just like, it's the truth. Like,
sometimes.
Fuck them, man.
Sometimes
you can't say that.
Sometimes you can just be naive and just be passionate about something real.
So
strong.
That's the worst kind of passion right there. That naive passion.
Yeah.
You ever have somebody hit you with like naive passion? Like they passionate what they're talking about? You're like,
but they don't know what they're talking about.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's not even
facts. I feel like y'all talking about me.
We're not talking about you.
I ain't even drank nothing, but I feel like y'all talking about me. You can look at me in my eye and say that.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say it because he was looking at the screen the whole time.
He was like, why are you looking out the window when you say that?
Am I Joe Biden? Is that who I am to the show? I'm the Biden of the show?
Well, if you fire two shots in the air, yeah. He'll argue the shit out of just random shit that don't even make sense. Yeah, if it's a random fact and he wants it to be fact, he's just going to argue the shit out of it.
But I got facts behind it.
Yeah.
They're just logical enough to just let him finish. But I always test it. I mean, man, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
He'll bite. He'll right, bite the shit out of that.
And I have to, I'm learning slowly to take my keys from Brandon. Brandon's like,
don't do it.
Just a quick nod.
You know, it's not a full on nod. It's like, it might be like
it's a place that you don't want to go.
Yeah. Right. You have to choose your battles.
You really do.
Mike didn't like me. Mike was like,
I'm just looking at him like,
let him get him. Get his ass.
Get in there.
Get in there. Pat, what do you think about what he's saying?
You know, I've heard that once or twice. That's pretty good.
Man.
Man, we ain't got no more leaders in this world, man.
Because leaders get killed.
Yeah, we gotta look to the celebrities like Lil Wayne.
Yo, Jay, you on?
He said like Lil Wayne.
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not. Whatever. If somebody got shot by police and for a reason. I am a young black rich. If that don't let you know that America understands black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
Jesus.
You know what? There's a contradictory in there, man. There's a contradictory in there because he did say Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
He just chose not to acknowledge the movement,
that,
I guess.
He knew because he acknowledged it a long time ago.
So Let me tell you something.
He covered his tracks up well with all my bitches.
He has stated that when he was a child, he was living in a drug house. And when he was living in that drug house, it got shot up. And a white police officer came to his aid. And that changed his perspective on what it became a human thing and not like a black and white thing. So I think he's probably trying to still. I don't know. I'm trying to interpret his thought process.
No.
You don't want it to be
when
that.
You sound like that. You're best off not trying to interpret. That's why you get yourself into that shit with jail. Don't stop that.
No, he said that.
I feel if you have money like that, you should have. You should surround yourself with people.
To stop you from saying
shit. To stop you from doing stupid and saying stupid shit.
You think he should have had somebody keep him in pocket?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just like, you know, like he says.
Because he was out of pocket right there. Hey, I see her. She got her own fucking cooking show, by the way. Curry's wife.
Yeah. Nancy was pissed at that. She's like, why the fuck everybody get cooking shows now?
Oh, she's
highly upset.
She's back in pocket.
Yeah, can't she do?
That shit stimulated from the chef Curry with the, but, you know, so they was like, oh, she's exploited
like these
that
celebrity
shit.
When you're, you know, she made cornbread today and she's like homemade cornbread, right? Not trying to be racist. Oh, I'm sorry. God. Sorry. Sorry.
Why the fuck
sorry.
Is that racist?
I think it's funny that a host of a cooking show would make cornbread.
I do too.
Who don't know how to make cornbread?
A lot of motherfuckers don't.
If you don't, it's on the side of the box.
Yeah. And that's what they use. She busts open the packages and pours it in there and adds water and eggs and shit. It's like, then she added corn and some other shit. It's like, oh, it's homemade. No, bitch, you just opened a bag and poured that shit in.
Come on now. So. Being black, you've gone, you know excellent cornbread. You acquire this, You can't just have anybody's cornbread, right?
Yes, Jiffy.
That shit was crack,
that's
man.
The best cornbread I've ever had.
Yeah.
That shit was crack.
Jiffy. But my mama always do something special. Like, it might be an extra stick of butter in that motherfucker or something. Or some sugar or some shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Cinnamon, I like that sugar.
She do some maple or some vanilla extract or some shit to make it to put her little thing on it to make it that. And then when you go to somebody else's house when you was a kid, you was like, this don't taste like the Jiffy I grew up.
See, the one that made Nancy fly off the handle was when she made brown sugar bacon. Because she took some bacon and put some brown sugar on it, so she made brown sugar bacon. Just like, what the fuck? I could do that.
Some candy bacon. Caramelized. Brown sugar bacon.
Everybody gets cooking jokes.
Well, what do you want her to do, Mike? Go get the fucking pig and get the cutting?
Got some bacon off your back.
Oh, you want to see something new, huh?
Just
something new.
Well, here's something new for you.
Right?
Finish her.
Like homemade, I just killed that motherfucker out back.
Or maybe getting the slab and cutting the slices.
Yeah, you know, don't open
maybe
a package
of bacon.
Maybe
we don't have to murder a pig on that. Maybe we could just, you know, get the whole...
A back brick.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to the...
Don't just open a package from the grocery store and pour some brown sugar on it, so when it's...
Make it difficult. Make it something that not everybody would do.
I fucking hate tofu. Yeah. And I've never tasted it in my life.
Like you've never tasted tofu?
I don't. I'm scared. Yes, yeah. I have. I actually haven't had like miso soup. Yeah. And it always has those little chunklets in it.
Squares in it, yeah.
I'm like.
I won't lie, because those lettuce wraps from P.F. Chang's.
Are delicious.
And it's tofu, that shit that they use. And it's, like you said, it's whatever you season it with. It just, it's.
In my older age, I'm not fucking with shit. You're not fooling me.
You're
no
just
more.
Looking at it as that. Ugly ass block.
You're not fooling me no more. Yo, if anything could be either a meat or a cheese, I can't fuck with you.
And or cheese.
No, it is. It could take the shape of. This is not one to twin powers. Form of steak. What? No. What the fuck? No. What are be whatever the fuck you are. I can't fuck with spam no more.
Spam is delicious.
Yes.
Okay, but what the fuck is it?
Spam moves the beast. Yes, please.
Why is that even relevant?
I know, right? Is it delicious?
This is the irrelevant show, but we could talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. We could make a subject out of some bullshit and have a 2 hour segment.
Who cares? It's delicious.
You need to start fucking caring about some shit.
I've been eating spam this long and I'm still alive.
Have some dick sauce. pour this dick sauce on this shit. It's good.
Now, if you name something dick sauce, I'm not going to eat it.
Of course, because
if you have to call it duck sauce, I'm good.
Right? Replace one letter, I'm eating the shit out of it.
Dick sauce. Why don't we change the name? Right. Duck. Yeah, duck is fine.
Sales just went through the roof. Sales just went through
the roof. Man, fuck yeah. Y'all can suck my duck. Man, you still ain't sucking my duck now, are you? No matter how I worded that, huh? Oh, man, we know what that means.
Context, man.
I got a problem with taxes, too. Like.
That's just a blanket statement.
Like
I'm gonna lay this on you, bro.
Right?
Like,
how much time we got?
When you go to the store, and
like,
something.
What would make me sick?
Can anybody else feel me? Like, why is this shit called the 99 cent store when ain't nothing in that motherfucking 99 cents?
No, just the shit that you want is not 99 cents. All the shit that you don't want or need is what's 99
no,
cents.
No, but even things that are posed as 99 motherfucking cents has tax on it. Like my, like if it's like,
so what, do you want them to put before tax on the sign?
Yeah, whatever the fuck something costs, why can't you just already include the tax in that word and call it the $0.08 store, or
that,
like
that don't sound catchy at all.
At all,
it's because we're fucking too dumb to recognize that. Oh, and by the way, we're gonna throw 8 more cents on this shit. It's to make it sound good. That's what this shit happened.
It's a marketing ploy. Yeah.
Yo. So,
you get you in the store by thinking you're going to spend less than a dollar.
You spend $59.99, but you spend $64.50-something.
You guys are experiencing the evolution of a black man going from a Democrat to a Republican. Like, I really woke up. I woke up and I was like, I sat up. I sat up and I had a thought to myself. I said, self, sit back for a minute. And I said, wait, okay, so my paycheck gets taxed. When I turn the water on, I get taxed for the water. When I go to the gas station to put the gas in my car, there's a tax on that. I pay a tax for the for the road that I'm on, and I can get a ticket on that road, and I gotta pay that ticket and a tax on that ticket. And then at the end of everything, when I pay my taxes and I get a tax return, they tax that shit too.
No, you're taxed on your paycheck, and you, during tax season, you try to get some of it back.
And then they tax it. Mm-mm. Shit. Don't pay for Obamacare.
That's a different thing.
We getting taxed right now. Just energy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my house, y'all. I gotta turn some of these lights off.
Record this in the dark.
We ain't got no energy. Well, we gonna have one of y'all motherfuckers on a pedal or some shit. Pushing energy up in this motherfucker. Yeah,
big ass hamster.
Sweat like a motherfucker. I damn sure ain't gonna be me. Stanking up the house. Man, everything is taxed.
Yeah. And we're broke as a country.
Don't it bother the fuck out of you?
That sounded like it was part of your stand up bit, Pat. The tax discussion, like you just, yeah. Like you were testing the waters with us on your.
I was not, and if that sounded like a joke, I'll take it. But I was not joking. This was not a test. This is the emergency broadcast system. Goddamn, everything is a tax.
That's what happens when America doesn't know its history.
Hmm. You slide this in there. That's partly why I didn't vote. I was still naive about everything, about the voting system, about what's going on in the votes, what's on the ballots.
Is this shit about dead people voting?
Who? They can do that?
So, somebody died, mm-hmm. but they would take their identification and go vote for them.
Huh.
Because they were registered to vote. Because the thing that says you're dead, that system, is not part of your voter registration system.
But there's a motherfucking identification that they look at. When I go to the voting booth, I had a hand in my ID. They found my name. Then they looked at me and they looked. I gave them my driver's license, which shows my face. How the fuck?
Maybe because you're not in that corrupt circle.
Right. Mm. Well, if they took your face, like face off,
what?
All I'm worried about.
That's a lot of work for one vote.
Just for one vote, but fucking vote matters.
This could be that one.
I know they are. Did y'all just go to work and be like, I know this bitch voted for Trump. Don't talk to me.
Oh, I know. They were flat out saying.
Right.
Voted,
most people that voted for Trump are pretty.
Like open.
Open about voting for Trump. Especially because they won.
Not in my professional. In my office. Half of us were Democratic and the other ones were Republicans, and you could tell it was kind of awkward, but I'm the one who broke the ice because like this one white guy came in and one of the hygienists is white and he was like, hey, so did you go vote? And she was like, yes. And he was like, who'd you vote for? She was like, Trump, make America great again. And me and my Mexican coworker were like, right, so we're just listening to their thing, right? And then we go up to the Filipino chick in the front. I was like, Trump is here and there. They're talking about this shit right now. She's like, you know, she started going shit, cussing out in Filipino. It was funny. So I broke the ice, you know, after just started making some jokes and shit. And
yeah, I didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I knew I had both sides. So when I got to work. That Wednesday morning, flat out said, I was like, there's a time and a place, and here's not the time and the place.
Oh, you got the control, huh?
Yeah.
I work with a bunch of ex-military people that are mostly Republican, so I didn't think that any of them voted outside of Trump.
Mm.
I was saying, you're also a supervisor, so that's different.
Yeah, so I just told him I ain't trying to hear none of that today.
I don't care what your opinion is.
Pretty sure I get fired if I slang dick, but I can try.
You clock in, I don't want to hear that shit. I better hear some lumber.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You know, whoever you voted for is not going to help me get to this number. So let's get this shit going.
Damn. Yeah.
But that's just because I knew who I, you know, the people that I have. And again, I know they I had on both sides, and I just didn't want no ignorance.
You oversee a lot of older people, right?
What's that?
You oversee a lot of older people?
A couple older people I do. White people. Just throwing it out there.
I boss older people. Older white
people. And I'm Mexican, bitches. No, no.
Write that down.
Yeah, he meant that.
Timestamp.
Vote for Trump if you want to. You got to come to work tomorrow.
So I can tell you to shut the fuck up about it. I don't want to hear that shit.
Y'all good?
Man, we didn't get to hear from the boss man.
I tried to get him to come over.
I tried to get him to get him to take my seat too. The boss man was like, "Nah, y'all got this."
He's too good for us. Now he says he's gonna go do his own show after this.
You know what I'm saying?
He says he's gonna go to the booth. And
this is your own shit, bitch. You made it.
Yeah. Hey, I was there from the beginning too.
Easy. You kind of were. Yeah.
Easy.
You don't matter.
So simmer down, man. Pump the brakes.
What do we call you, like?
That guy.
Mexican, white. Yeah, what do you call you? Lives Matter. How do I put Lives Matter behind you?
Mulatto. Mutt Lives Matter.
Well, that's offensive.
He's just a little bit.
You're ignorant.
You're
ignorant.
Right? Mike's life.
Best of both worlds, Lives Matter. Jeez. Lives
matters. Dude, is it?
Hey, you know what? Let's make America great again.
Let's fuck it. Let's do that
Let's
shit.
Do it.
Let's represent.
And yeah. We're done.
Good times.